What kind of advice would you give them?
Take action. I mean, research is great. Research is fine, but at some point you need to take action. That's where you really learn.
Why is passive income so important to you?
I was really scared and I was really completely uncertain about doing that as an option, but I'm really happy that I made that choice. And then going forward, it's just gonna kind of compound even more.
Action is what really breeds confidence and wisdom.
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old, but he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, that you're sick and tired of working so hard for your money, that you now want your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years, but you want it today so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But I know it's not just about getting rich, because although that's awesome, it's about creating a rich life, because the more blessed you are financially, the greater you have the capacity to bless the lives of those around you and create that ripple effect. That's exactly what we're here to talk about today. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Allow me to create that ripple effect through you. Hey, as a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and check out our two YouTube channels, right? You've got our Money Ripples channel, but there's also the Money Ripples podcast channel that has a lot of our shorts. If you like short videos, it's perfect for consuming a lot of content really fast. So check that out now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's Secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, InvestmentCorp.com. All right, guys. So I'm actually bringing on a cool guest here today that not just because he has the same name as me, you know, we're both Christophers, you know, but Christopher Stevens here is a guy that he's been a digital marketing professional. He's got a great profession there. He's been very successful as well, but he's also gone into real estate investing and done a lot of stuff there that I want to talk about today. Cause I know many of you will say, well, okay, Chris, we've heard from you, but what about somebody who's actually like in the process of doing this and starting to build up that cash flow? How does that look? Because that's my next step. And so that's why I invited Christopher to be with us today. So Christopher, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad at least right now the jackhammers have stopped with the water pipe busting outside. So it's nice to know we got a quiet moment together.
Yes. Lunchtime is here. So.
Well, give us more of your background. Tell us like where you're from and also just kind of what led you to where you are today.
Well, I'm from California native, fourth generation through my family. So growing up, you know, didn't have a whole heck of a lot. And, just kind of as I got older, I've saved and done a lot of the things that like kind of the Ramsey rules, you know, where it's like, don't spend too much, but put it into, you know, mutual funds and things like that. I'd buy some stocks and things like that. We've had conversations about some of the investments that I've done throughout the years, but I've always loved the investing world and real estate too. And then I got to a point to where I started buying some real estate. I bought some, you know, condos and bought and sold and stuff like that. That wasn't the plan. It wasn't like a quick flip or anything like that. It's just kind of what happened. And then, you know, I've gone through some bumpy times too. But recently I came across your channel and a lot of the things resonated with me. I've amassed, you know, some funds from just constantly saving. And when the times weren't going so well with the stock market, I'd lean into it and buy more. And so fortunately, if you stay into it long enough, sometimes, you know, it can pan out for you. But now I'm at a point to where I need to work on capital preservation, cash flow, options, and the stock market just isn't going to work for me, you know, anymore at this point. So I started researching a lot of the options and working with Craig and you and thought it made sense to go into getting more real estate. And so I started researching areas and finding my sort of own way of finding properties. So I opted to go turnkey because I do have some assets to apply money towards, as opposed to like a burn method or something like that, which obviously mm-hmm. creates much, much bigger margins, but has tons more work. And I don't have the time for the tons of work. So I went with turnkey properties. And, you know, I'm early in the stages of the turnkey, but I have another property that I've purchased and that I've held for a while. And I bought another property that I just recently sold. I was working the numbers. I had one in Vegas and I sold it. And I bought two other properties in Arkansas because the cash flow almost tripled. And I actually had some money left over from that deal anyway. So I was kind of already sort of doing a lot of this stuff, but I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I was just like, you know what? I think now might be a good time to buy some properties. Rates are low. You know, properties in Vegas weren't that expensive. So I bought that, and it worked out really well for me to where I could turn that into something bigger, you know, through a lot of the, you know, just sometimes you just need someone like you and the group, the VIP group, to spark some ideas that really get your mind working and thinking differently. And that's sort of what I did. And I got very lucky that I had things kind of already established. So yeah, I have, my goal is to have about 10. I'll probably be at 10 within about 2 to 3 years. I gave myself a 5-year plan, but I want to be a little more aggressive because I do need the cash flow more than I need anything else. So that's kind of my focus right now, is just building that portfolio, building my business, and trying to help people also. You know, I kind of want to take the experiences that I've had with looking for properties. You really don't, I mean, you know, it's going to work over time because there's just so many different levels to, you know, to real estate investing and so many benefits to it that kind of just made sense, you know, after hearing it so much from you guys. And it's like, there's all these things. And I'm like, yeah, I know all that stuff, but it's like, it really resonated more when I was working and speaking with people that were like-minded and that were already doing these things, and seeing that, you know, 5 years prior when you were doing things, you know, it's like even your worst real estate investing option was still better than anything, you know, that we could typically experience, you know, because there's so many levels to it and so many layers, the depreciation, the, you know, the cash flow, you know, everything. All of the ones that I have right now are cash flowing, but not a lot, but, you know, a little bit of cash flow. And then the plan is possibly refinance because rates are high right now and they're projected to go down. But, you know, you don't ever want to assume that there's going to be appreciation necessarily, or assume that there's going to be a rate drop. Those things you can't control mm-hmm. either, but if you're at least getting some cash flow, you have a little bit of money coming in over time, you know, the longer, I mean, the industry has showed that over time there will be appreciation and the rates probably will drop or level off. And so just by doing a refinance and a 1 or 2 point drop, you know, on one of my deals, you know, I'll be able to cash flow almost double that, you know. So looking at things like that and just looking at over time, you know, and I think 5 years from now, I'm going to look back and go, I'm really happy that I made that choice. And then going forward, it's just going to kind of compound even more significantly over time, which will then create enough cash flow for, you know, maybe convince my wife to retire a little bit earlier than what she wants to, you know. So that's the hard part right there. But yeah, I'm excited to be working with, you know, individuals like you and everybody else that's in the VIP group to help spark ideas. You know, that's really what it's kind of all about.
Yeah, that's one reason I like having you on, because I know you have that servant heart. You know, you really do want to give back. And yeah, I definitely appreciate you being here. A quick question for you. I mean, I'm wearing my special little, you know, I love passive income t-shirt today, right? Oh, why is passive income so important to you?
Passive income to me just means that, kind of what I've alluded to, you know, it's like it can help to show my wife, you know, it's like, hey, I'm working through that. You know, we've had conversations about having an abundant mindset as opposed to a, what's the other word that you say, what's the opposite?
Like a creator mindset, you mean? Or
No. Like the abundance, not the abundance, but not having enough.
Scarcity.
Scarcity, thank you. Scarcity mindset. And so we both have kind of lived that way all our lives. You know, we just saved and stuff like that. And so she's got a really great job and she's going to have a really good pension. So trying to, I'm sure that we can create this, all these different forms of cash flow, you know, that will make it so that she's not so nervous about, you know, retiring. You know, essentially that's sort of what it's about for me, is all of us having time. You know, I have more time right now, but I'm taking that time and I'm putting into building the business and finding ways to create more different levels of cash flow too, because you don't kind of want to put all your eggs in one basket too. You don't want to just have, I mean, I don't, I should say, I don't, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that do just have real estate, and which is a really great option, you know. So I still really love the stock market because it's exciting for me, but I'm scaling back from that because of, I've gone through lots of waves, as you know, as you have too, of, you know, there's the dot-com bust, there was the, you know, 2007, 2008, you know, the housing all those cycles, and look at Japan. They just went through 34 years before they finally got back to square one, the Nikkei market. And I don't want to get stuck where we're in a 34 year cycle, even a 10 or 20 year cycle. It's like, I'm 54. It's like, I don't have that much more time in my life to make up for things. So I got to find ways for, capital preservation, but I'll always probably have a little bit in the stock market. That's kind of my first love, but it's more, I just got to find ways to create more cash flow so that we can not have to worry about things so much. It takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of pressure out when you know that you have all these different levels and layers of cash flow coming in from all the different options that are out there. I'm just learning about, I think they're called syndications. I think there are syndications through all these different companies that and Craig and all the other VIP individuals that have worked with. And it's really cool to, I feel like we're kind of all like a team, and people will ask, have you had an experience with this company? And there'll be a lot of people that'll chime in. It's like, yeah, they've been great. Or, there's been this has happened, so, and then the majority of the times, it's probably can't work with those individuals where there's an instance where they don't make their payments and things like that. So it's really great to have a group that has kind of been tried and tested and true and just kind of sort of figured some things out. And like you say, there's never any guarantees, things can go south, but the more that somebody has a long track record and that has a history of things and that has, real estate backing whatever asset is that they're providing to, like a promissory note or whatever, then there's a lot more security with that asset and that cash flow that's coming in. So, but to answer your question, just cash flow equals just time and that pressure, off your back of, oh man, I got to get a job. It's like, I got to start bringing in some income because, the cash flow is the income, so at some point, but that's sort of what I'm striving towards right now, is just trying to find the multi layers and levels of that cash flow through real estate. First of all, secondly, I'm looking at promissory notes. I invested with Eckerd through my self-directed IRA, which I got some great guidance from you guys on helping build. I was really terrified about doing a self-directed IRA. And also I do have a small whole life policy through Parker, and I'm working on probably going to open up one for my kids for college. They still got a little ways to go, 5 to 8 years. So I figure if we start now, and even if we get maybe, I know student loans are usually bad, but I thought if we got student loans, we can maybe push it back and you don't have to pay anything, any interest at all. And then when they finish school, just pay off the student loans. I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to come up with ideas. I know you have all these really cool ideas about auto loans, but then you can make more than 3.9% on your auto loan. And I love your videos on the simple interest and really explaining things really clearly on how, simple interest works and ideas and thoughts and ways to, find to where you can make more money on your money instead of paying $20,000 for a vehicle, 3.9, taking that $20,000 and putting it into something that's going to generate maybe 10 or 12%, so it's like, it's kind of a no brainer, why wouldn't you take that gap? That's kind of how banks work. They have I come from a credit union bank background, and they work on the weighted average, rates. And, essentially they know how it works. They lend the money out, but then they also take in the money from their customers and pay them, 0.05, percent, some ridiculous number. And it's just, I've been in the game before, and, being in credit union world, we pay a little bit more, 1% maybe, but it's like, come on, it's obviously rates are higher now, but, just 2 years ago, if you could find a 1% rate, it was like, that was a good deal. 1%. That's insane.
It's true.
not even inflation. So it's, so cash flow is big. I'm excited.
For sure. What are some like the big lessons you've learned maybe just the last several months that maybe it was a surprise to you? Maybe you weren't expecting it, or maybe you thought you believed it to be a certain way when it came to investing or passive income. But then as you started to act upon it and start to see the reality of it, what surprised you the most?
I guess just kind of seeing those first, dollars coming in. I mean, they're going to come, it's just, but still it's scary to do things differently, and I've never done, I never did a self-directed IRA or anything like that. And so a lot of the things, anything that you do is new. People buying into mutual funds can be scary, when all they've ever had is a certificate or a savings account. So, so the probably the most, it wasn't surprising. It was just, educational, informative. You know, I'm just kind of learning about all this stuff and seeing how it fits with what my goals are. I think you talk about that a lot too. It's really important to, you know, have a plan and have goals, you know, and everybody's goals are different, you know, timelines are different, you know, everybody's age is different, everybody's situation is different. You know, if you still have a W-2 job, you know, starting to plan for cash flow now means, you know, 5-10 years down the road, it's like, oh shoot, I'm making enough money, making more money than my regular day job. Like, do I like my job enough? And if you do, you know, yeah, it's even better because then you have double cash flow, can grow faster. But you know, those are all the things that I already knew about, you know, because I've experienced it and I've been doing it for a really long time. Opening my eyes to different options and opportunities, you know, has really sort of probably been the most eye-opening thing to me. You know, I didn't really, like I said, know anything or much about how all that sort of worked. And so it's a lot of work, you know, and it's a lot of learning and it's a lot of trust and faith, you know, but that's the growth process of trying to figure things out through the financial world and finding ways to create those cash flowing opportunities.
You know, I just spoke with someone just the other day, really recently, and they of course found our podcast just like you did, you know, and they've been listening. And this guy, and it's not just our podcast, he's been listening to other podcasts too, and very excited about the whole world out there, you know. And he just told me, he said, you know, it's scary for me. He's like, I just got into, like, started learning about this world 6 months ago. He's like, I knew it existed, but now I'm starting to get in. He's like, all the things I'm talking to you about. And even he went and did some of his own investments, you know, just kind of haphazardly, you know, and he's like, I've just did that. Like, I never thought I would do it. And he's kind of scared, you know, because he's like, I don't know. Maybe I need more time. My wife doesn't know anything about this. I've been going down this rabbit hole. He's like, I don't know. You know, I'll probably be somebody that will drag you down. Like, I probably won't take action quickly. I'll probably research a lot. So to that point, can you relate to that at all? What kind of advice would you give him?
Well, definitely. You know, that just reminded me of the investing in the whole life policy. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even a lot of money, but you know, in comparison to my overall portfolio, but you still don't want to, you know, you want to find ways that's going to help lift you up and not get knocked backwards, you know? And so yeah. I was a licensed life agent. I never sold it, but I was given the opportunity when I was doing marketing for a bank that they wanted me to know that information. So I got my license. So I understand it probably a little bit better than most people, and all the things that I've ever heard from most people are not to get those and that they're not good options, but yours is very different, you know, in the sense that I'm kind of getting off topic here, but the point is that I was really scared and I was really completely uncertain about doing that as an option. But after a little bit more time, I started thinking about it, and I've talked to you and Craig about it a little bit through emails and things like that. I decided it was worth giving it a shot and trying. It feels like it's going to be one of those things where you don't really see much until like year two or three. We can then take that money and then get that double earnings that you're talking about from it. But to answer your question regarding to tell him, it's like, I think it's important that people do their due diligence and research, but at some point you do have to pull the trigger. You know, you have to make some decisions, and they're not going to always necessarily be the right decisions, you know, but you can always, you know, if you end up buying properties, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 properties, and you're like, I hate this, you know, this is horrible, this is, you know, not what I wanted or signed up for, you can always sell the properties. You know, there's still an asset, you have money that you put into it, it might have had some appreciation. It's definitely going to be some capital pay down, so you can take all that money that you put into it, sell the properties, and put it into something else, put it into a promissory note instead, you know. But you don't get all the tax benefits and all the appreciation, all the other great things that come with real estate. But real estate, you know, it scares my wife. You know, it's like, we signed for all these properties and she's like, you know, I think we might be going too fast. And it's like, you know, I I'm telling her we're going to be all right. You know, so it's, you know, scary for a lot of people, scary for me. It's scary for somebody myself. I've bought and sold many, many properties, you know, throughout my life. And so even for somebody with a lot of experience, it can be a little scary and daunting. So I think the main thing for that person to do is just to continue to do the research. And when they see opportunities that make sense to them, go for it, and you can always get out of it. You know, it's like even a promissory note only lasts, what, 2 years, mm-hmm. 2-3 years. So yeah, it's not like it's a forever thing. You know, you can always get out of things if you don't like it.
Do you feel like the guidance you received from Craig, did it help kind of help you hash things out and speed up your process a little bit too?
I think a little bit. Yeah. Just, you know, the conversations that we had, I think helped me out a little bit. Like I said, there was a lot of things that I was already sort of doing, having a professional like him and other people once again in the VIP group, I think really helped me to build a little bit more confidence. And
having that peer support.
Yeah. Just the support. Yeah. Just, but, you know, I'm sure I'm going to probably do some things wrong. You know, there's not, you know, nothing ever really goes perfectly. You know, there's going to be, you know, tough times, but you know, you work through it and you figure it out and you keep pushing forward. And, you know, our other property in Burbank that we have, you know, my wife wanted to keep it, and it was really difficult because the kitchen, we had to redo the kitchen, and there was weekends where me, the kids, you know, my wife, we were sweeping, they're cleaning, you know, we're fixing things up and just trying to get it ready for the tenants that are supposed to be moving in. And it was horrible. You know, it was really, really mm-hmm. tough, you know, but I look back and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad we did that. I'm so glad we did that, because now we're looking at, you know, almost, you know, $500,000 and, you know, in total, this total asset. If we wouldn't have kept it, you know, we would have lost out on hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and for the amount of, you know, for lack of a better word, pain or, you know, the challenges that we faced at the time. And, you know, when you face challenges, it's not always, it's painful at the time, you know, but mm-hmm. when you get through it, you know, it's like in the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, you know, he climbed through what, a mile of, you know, sewage, but you know, I came out at the other end and was on a beach. And but you know, it's like, yeah, those were hard times, you know, but I look back and I'm really happy and proud that we sort of worked through it, and that we made it work. And so I think I'm gonna feel the same way with all these actions and steps that I'm taking right now through the help and guidance of Craig and other VIP members and yourself and Money Ripples, just kind of, you know, being good support, you know, and seeing that other people have had success, you know, with that really makes a big difference, you know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, time's flying by. I can't even believe how fast it's been, but, you know, really last question is, what would be your final parting thoughts or advice that you give anybody who's on this path that's looking for that freedom, that's essentially looking for what you've already started to create? What kind of advice would you give them?
Take action. I think that's one of the hardest things for a lot of people, because I like to read and do due diligence and research, and I'm researching properties and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm spending hours and hours a day, you know, months and months sometimes. And it's like, people can do that for decades and they won't ever purchase a property, or they won't ever make the move. And if they would have done something, even if it wasn't the perfect thing, and even if it didn't go perfectly, like your property, that was still one of your, you know, greater investments, that wasn't your best investment, you know, mm-hmm. it still was a great investment, you know. So it's like, the point is pull the trigger, you know, do something, move in that direction. Don't, you know, stop. I mean, research is great. Research is fine. But at some point you need to take action. That's where you really learn. You know, it's the difference between going to school and learning something and actually doing the job. You know, it's like, you can read about the job all your life, but then when you actually go do the job, that's when you really get the experience and you understand and learn and know, it's like, oh, okay, well, that was school, but this is really what it's about. You know, and you need to get into that point of being about what it's really all about. And that's actually taking action. And I think sometimes that's really, really difficult for people. And so that would be my advice to anybody. That's going to be part of, you know, this book that I'm writing about, is just take action. You know, the turnkey properties, you know, I feel like are good opportunities for people that are in a situation where they have some assets, you know, take action and move forward. And once again, you know, like I said, if it doesn't work out and you don't like it in a couple of years, you can always sell the property. You know, you can get out of things, you know, it's not a forever thing where you have to keep it forever. But I think that's how people feel. It's like, oh, if I buy this, I can never get rid of it. You know, and that's not what it's about. But so that would be my advice, to take action.
Yeah, wise advice. And that, in fact, that's where wisdom comes from, right? It's that real gain of wisdom from that, instead of moving beyond knowledge. So, well, I know we can go, I mean, there's a lot of things that you say about you. I mean, I know you're definitely a guy that has faith. You're willing to take action. I know you persevere too. I know that's something that we even have time to get into. You have lots of experience there, but I know that you live and breathe it. That's who you are. And that's what I really respect about you, Christopher. So really appreciate you being on today.
I appreciate being on, Chris. It's really nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, same here. Everybody else, you know, there it is. Like, you can learn all day, but as you hear Christopher say, and you've heard me say on other weeks too, is that action is what really breeds confidence and wisdom, right? And so if you want to gain confidence in something and gain wisdom, even if it's just a small little action, starting small, that small step can lead you to the next step, and that is when your life begins to change. So guys, that's my challenge to you, is to take those small little bits of action, small steps, so that you can make a big difference in your life to make it a wonderful and prosperous week, as well as a life ahead. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.